You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to start this short one off with a movie quote. And if you know the movie and the character who said it, leave it in the comments section. Never underestimate the predictability of stupidity. Like I said, I'm going to try to keep this one real short. But this video is based off of a conversation between myself and my boss earlier this week. And he was asking if I was going to cast a ballot in the very fair, very impartial Boy, I could not say that with a straight face. But anyway, the very fair and very impartial recall election of Gruesome Newsom. And I told him, of course not. And he asked, well, why not? So I told him, you know my background as a career military man. Politics is and always will be a rigged game. Now, the reason why politics is so successful is because the common person still believes that their vote counts. It's the illusion of choice. Think about it. Politics before used to be a common man's thing. The vote of the common man actually did make a difference. However, when you have lobbyists and special interest groups with deep pockets that they were willing to throw money at politicians to get their agendas passed, it no longer was about the common man and serving the public trust. It became about serving the special interest groups and the corporations behind them. But you still had to keep the common person believing that their vote counted. And that's on both sides of the coin. Now, when it comes to both sides, think of them as two opposing teams playing a game. On one side, you have the conservatives who know the rules of the game, who want to play the game using said rules, even though the rules are antiquated. Then you have on the other side of the coin, the liberals. The liberals, they've taken the rules, they've tossed the rule book out, they've burned it, they've bought off all the officials, and they make sure that they have a home advantage every time. So, the people, particularly out here, who voted in this very fair and very impartial recall election, honestly believe that their vote was going to count. And that Gruesome Newsom might be out of office. Oh, no, no. When you had big entities like Disney throwing money into this, an awakened person would have already knew, hey, this game is rigged. But you have to look at the conditioning of everybody out here. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and take that a step further. The human conditioning in general. What is the one thing that so many people have been conditioned to believe? He was like, well, I'm stumped. At first, the lie was the great hustle of politicians. A lot of people tell them what they want to hear, false promises, all that good stuff. Eventually, people would wake up to lies. You can only lie to a person for so long before they have that awakening moment. So what became the new hustle? Victimhood. And he was like, what do you mean? I'm extraordinarily curious on this one. I said, well, think about it. You're a man from the UK. I'm a black man. Everybody has to be programmed to feel a certain way about themselves, i.e., I'm a victim. It's never my fault. When it comes to black people, we're victims of white people. When it comes to women, they're victims of men. When it comes to the LGBT community, they're victims of straight people. All of those lines can be exploited. Divide and conquer has been one of the greatest military tactics because it's so effective. Keep everybody fighting amongst themselves. It's like a weapons dealer who sells weapons to both sides of the conflict. They don't know that he's selling to both sides because they're too busy fighting each other with his weapons. See, that's what the victimhood narrative is. Nothing is ever your fault. You're constantly a victim. We're going to say that that guy over there is the one oppressing all of you. So you're going to focus your efforts over there. Meanwhile, us at the very top, on both sides, we're laughing all the way to the bank. That's why politics will always be a dirty game. The common person is too busy fighting another common person, while the elites, they keep going to the bank with all of the money. So, hey, everybody who thought that their vote counted, nah, it never did. But Facebook, as much as I don't like it, I still keep it as a source of seeing everybody that I know, how they really think, which is why I don't post. I just sit back like a fly on the wall. There were literally gay men with the flag that said, Mark safe from Caitlyn Jenner. Then you had black people with the little flag that said, marked safe from Larry Elder. Oh my God. Once again, people have been so thoroughly conditioned that they're literally brain dead. But you know what? All in all, it is just sheer entertainment to me. Because once you fully awaken to everything, you walk away from it as much as you can. And with that, he was like, wow, no wonder my daughter took such a liking to you. You guys think just alike. And she said on numerous occasions, you are a very forthright and very intelligent man. And I said, well, I wouldn't call myself intelligent. I'm extraordinarily street smart. and I exercise common sense, I just look at society and accept it for what it truly is, no longer what I wanted it to be. And insofar as that, that's why my relationship status is what it is. But that's going to be another video for another time, because that was a very interesting conversation to be continued. But all in all, gentlemen, truly observe the world. Sit back, do what we do, watch, observe. And to you ladies out there, particularly you liberal women, you really think that feminism is a good thing for you? Well, we've already seen the results. Oh my God, to all you liberals out there, men and women, white, black, otherwise, the power of the state will go out one day. And all of your victimhood ideologies will go out right along with it. And you will have to face the ugly truth that you've been shielded from for far too long. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.